From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. First this hour, we're going to Afghanistan, to the scene of the first audit of ballots from the presidential election. More than 6 weeks after the vote, workers today began examining suspect ballots. The election's outcome has been stalled by allegations of massive vote rigging and other fraud. This audit is intended to help decide whether President Hamid Karzai won the election outright or whether he'll be forced into a runoff. Hours after it began, the audit was raising more questions than answers, as we hear from NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. She was one of a handful of reporters allowed to view part of the process.
In a hangar on the edge of Kabul, Afghan election officials open dozens of clear plastic bins filled with ballots that are suspected of being fraudulent. Representatives of the candidates and independent election observers are kept about 6 feet away behind plastic tape. They strain to see what the auditors are doing. Some of the observers are visibly frustrated. They call out to the auditors, asking for identification numbers located on plastic seals on the bins. One observer is Candice Rondeau. She's the senior Afghanistan analyst for the International Crisis Group.
Probably my first concern is there are a lot of things that aren't clear.
Like whether ballots from provinces in the south and east where massive fraud is suspected are in fact being reviewed. Afghan election officials say boxes from all but three provinces are included in this audit, randomly selected from some 3,500 polling stations the UN-backed Electoral Complaints Commission flagged as questionable. The idea behind this sampling is to allow for a speedier announcement of final results. But wrangling over what ballot boxes were to be included in the sampling delayed the audit by a couple of weeks. Grant Kippen, the Canadian head of the Electoral Complaints Commission, says he hopes the audit, as well as separate investigations by his team of hundreds of fraud allegations, will be finished in the coming days.
We'll let it take its course, and we'll know what the numbers are after the audits are completed, and how we're going to have to break everything out, and we'll find out how it all happens.
Given the track record of how suspected fraud has been dealt with since the vote, it's unlikely to go smoothly. Besides lingering questions about how the audit is being conducted, the plan the Electoral Complaints Commission has come up with to apply the results will likely stir up candidate resentment. In effect, their method penalizes all the candidates equally, rather than those with the most fraudulent votes. Again, International Crisis Group analyst Candice Rondeau.
You'll find candidates who are not in the lead are going to question this method because it basically reduces their numbers as well, probably pretty significantly. I don't know, rationally speaking, though, whether or not it keeps Karzai in the lead. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not a mathematician, and a lot of us aren't, and that's the difficult part about this process, is that beyond high school math, or maybe even college math, it's maybe a little bit over our heads.
The complaint panel's Kippen agrees the formula is complex, but he says it's the fairest method short of redoing the election, which would be prohibitively expensive and time-consuming. The audit will continue tomorrow. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.